If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. We're back. International break. Do on. Thank you very much. As much as I love England, I need to wear my England shirt now. As much as I love England and watching us win games, game after game, game after game, it is good to be back with a Premier League weekend and a flipping busy Premier League weekend as well. There's a full Premier League fixture list, full Championship fixture list. It's just back to normality and now we don't have any more international football for six more months. Oh, it is glorious. My name's Rich Wolfenden, football commentator and other stuff. My co-host, Luke Jurdy, isn't here. He's very busy at the moment. He's got a new baby and he's got a new job he's doing rehearsals for. So presumably it's a combination of that that's keeping him busy today. So we'll leave him to it as he continues to smash FPL. In fact, I think we might hear from him later on in this podcast. No, we won't. Producer Ben shaking his head. Well, that's a good opportunity.
He's a very, very busy actor this week. He's like literally all over the country doing workshops and performances and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he's up and
very
down.
Busy man.
Yeah, he was in Blackpool, I think it was last week or the week before. Then he was in Lancaster. I've got tickets to see him in London next month.
It's so annoying. He's the busiest out of all of us, but doing the best in FPL. How does he find the time to be like top 10K? It's really doing my head in.
You know what it is? I reckon maybe when he's like, you know, awake in the middle of the night trying to, you know, get the baby to fall back asleep. He's got the baby under his left arm and he's got his phone in his right hand, maybe reading some fantasy football scout blogs or something like that. Maybe that could be his secret. Ben, how are you? How did you enjoy the international break?
You know what, Rich? I don't want to get too political because we're not that kind of podcast, but I didn't watch the internationals and because I'm still deciding how I feel about this World Cup as a whole. Being in Qatar, all the stuff that's gone on. I don't think I'm going to watch the World Cup.
You know,
I love supporting England. It's one of my favourite things, especially like the Euros, summer. I mean, first of all, it's winter. But I mean, it does bring a bit of... Look, morally, I am torn because I want to support my country and I love England as a football team. I think they're a great group of lads. I think we've got a really good chance. It has annoyed me that it's coming home tweets already. Come on. We just played.
No.
We played Switzerland and we played the Ivory Coast. Let's not say it's coming home yet. No. But yeah, morally, I'm still torn. Because if everyone made the decision that I'm potentially making to not watch it, that sends a huge message that, you know, it shouldn't be held in countries that use forced labour, etc., to build the stadiums.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going to go with the card. I, for professional reasons, have to watch the World Cup. That's what I'm going to go with. But I see what you mean. And also, it's not even Qatar, really. It's Doha. All the games are in Doha. I couldn't name it anywhere else in Qatar, but it all seems to be in Doha. It's basically like London hosting the World Cup. Like, it's all going to be in one tiny area with all these brand new stadiums popping up. But I know what you mean. And it's just going to be strange. It's going to be interesting to see whether it has the same kind of cultural impact that the last... Well, the Euros had anyway, because, you know, all the bars, all the pubs, they're all chock-a-block with England fans, aren't they? Throwing pints over everybody. But is it going to be like that in December? At Christmas? It's going to be so, so weird. There's going to be Christmas music playing. England are going to be on TV. It's going to be odd. It's going to be very, very odd. And they're going to be playing in mad heat, which is going to be even, you know, stranger, watching those sweaty footballers when we're all freezing with no electricity.
It's ridiculous because I was following the games on my phone. Like, I was following it, what was happening.
You're desperate to stay in touch.
Yeah, I was staying in touch with it, but I've made a big thing to Alfie, Gem's 13-year-old, nearly 14, which I can't believe. About, you know, you got to, it's not just about the football, this. You know, there are wider implications to this. And therefore, I couldn't really then go, but I'm just going to go and watch the game. Because, you know, obviously it's a friendly, but it's still warming up towards. I don't know. I feel really internally conflicted about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I just thought, well, it's only Switzerland and Ivory Coast, so...
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it was two friendlies, so, like, you know, who cares, really? But no, I know what you mean. Like, football in general is just a horrible place.
I mean, just crazy stuff is happening, isn't it? Since we last spoke, Russia have submitted an application to host the Euros. Yeah. Like, what?
I don't know what the thinking is behind that. Would they think that would be good PR? They'd probably give it to us, maybe. But, you know, it's very, very strange. You like Torquay, don't you? They're your non-league team. Support Torquay.
Yes.
Support Torquay. You do Torquay, do Chester. United. Yeah. And, you know, we'll be morally okay.
Let's stop the politics.
Okay. We'll talk about FPL. That's what this podcast is about. It feels so long since we've done it. But yeah, maybe we should talk about some FPL. So the last game, this is the first time, isn't it? So I'll tell you how I got on in the last game week very quickly, which seems an eternity ago.
I can't remember it.
No,
Liverpool didn't play.
Oh, it was the blank. It was the blank game week, of course. It all went terribly. So I spent maybe 2 weeks sacrificing players so that I had a good team lined up for this game week. Ended up having double Wolves defence, so I had Saar in goal and Kilman at the back. Leeds beat Wolves 3-2 after being 2-0 up. Unbelievable. Jimenez getting sent off as well, which I think stung a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I had Kilman in, who'd been starting most of the previous weeks. He didn't even get a minute on the pitch, so he was there with a big zero. So that was the mad one. But the extra sting about that Leeds-Wolves game was that Rafinha didn't play. So that plan went out the window as well. So from one game of the four, I think it was, that happened in the last game week, only three players played for me. Pure torture. What else was that? Tottenham. Got triple Tottenham. I thought, yeah, you know what? Tottenham have got this against West Ham. They haven't got Bowen. Antonio's been in poor form. But they did score. So my double up of Dyer and Doherty in defence, only got 4 points between them. Thank God, thank the Lord, that I captained England's Harry Kane. In that game, he pretty much saved the day for me. 26 points with the armband on him. Didn't get a goal, but got three assists, which is just insane. You know, one of the best strikers in the world. What else was there? It was Arsenal versus Villa, wasn't it? Villa lost 1-0. Saka scored the only goal of the game. He got subbed off injured, but thankfully for the international break, he's had time to recover. So yeah, he got the goal and the clean sheet and a little bit of bonus as well. Ramsey was very disappointing in that game, and Watkins was disappointing in that game as well. Yeah, Villa just kind of blow a little bit hot and cold at the moment, don't they? I mean, it was always going to happen at some point.
Yeah, I mean, the week before, Ramsey got 10 points against West Ham. You know, we got beaten by West Ham 2-1, but he got a bonus 3. Yeah, got his late goal, and obviously played the full 90 minutes. But yeah, we are a bit hot and cold. I'm feeling good about Villa, though, in general. You know, we've got Wolves, Spurs, then a blank. The next few weeks aren't great, but we've got a really nice little run in. Yeah. We've got Man City on the final day, but before that, we've got Norwich, Burnley, Crystal Palace. I feel all right about Villa.
Yeah, I said when Gerrard came in, I think you'll get a top half finish this season, and I think that's where you'll finish. I think you should be quite happy with that as well, considering, you know, where you were earlier on in the season under Dean Smith. But, you know, next season, that's where it all kicks on.
Potential double game week coming up for Villa as well. We'll talk about them in a bit.
Okay. So I finished on 45 points for the game week, which is way above the average. But because of how things happened to fall around me, I actually went down in the rankings, 18,000 places. So it's not too many. But yeah, just a little bit frustrating. And I'm hoping
where
in this game week, 179K. So I'm hoping this game week I jump over the 2,000 points mark, because I'm currently on 1,923. But yeah, going by that noise there, you're not far behind me.
You know what? I actually got a red arrow this week. 54 points. So average was 28. 54 points. Still got a red arrow, which shows that I'm getting closer to the top. And I'm very happy to say that I've been letting the side down all season. But now all three members of Triple Captain are in the top quarter of a million.
Oh,
232K overall. And you know what? I've still got a bench boost, and I've still got a free hit as well to use in the next few weeks.
You're going to finish ahead of me.
So I'm feeling... I'd quite like to.
Oh, man, I can't finish bottom. Come on.
But yeah, points from Kane, obviously, with the armband on. Harvey Barnes got 5, but that was about it. A disappointing game week overall. Ramsdale not playing, and also had Foster as my reserve keeper who didn't have a game. It was just great. I'm just looking forward. I'm glad that that game week's gone. So, and now we can look forward positively, racing towards the end of the season. I can't believe it's game week 31.
Oh, no. I mean, it's terrifying for me from an Everton fan, because the season is coming close to an end and we're still nowhere near safe at all. But anyway, we'll talk about Everton in a little bit. So it's, game week 31. Deadline is Saturday morning, 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. How traditional is that? That's so nice. Let's talk about the games then in game week 31. So there is a few injury issues to worry about before this for some highly selected players. So we'll talk about some replacements for them. And there's also a double game week for Burnley and Everton, not the two most attractive teams, FPL-wise. What should we talk about first? Should we talk about replacements?
Quickly the injuries. So, I mean, look, it's just been the international break. So it might be that these players come back and they're fine. But obviously the big one, Trent Alexander-Arnold, 40% owned, has got an orange triangle at the moment. He didn't travel with England. He's had a couple of weeks to recover.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where, could it be a Fergie tactic? I've heard that rumour in the press. Could it be that Trent Alexander-Arnold was never injured?
Really? It's all mind games?
I mean, it's just, I don't believe it. But, you know, you never know. You never know. Who knows? But look, Trent Alexander-Arnold, 40% owned. If he doesn't play, there's a lot of money tied up in Trent there, because Klopp did say that it could be quite a few weeks that he was out for.
Yeah.
I heard 6 weeks.
Yeah, hamstring
somewhere.
Injury. It's usually about that for a hamstring injury, because, you know, you need your legs in football. That's what they say.
Another injury that affects 1 in 5 players, 20% owned, Ramsdale for Arsenal in goal. He obviously didn't play in the last game week. He's got a muscle injury. It says on the app, 50% chance of playing. So I'm thinking I've got to get Trent and Ramsdale out this week.
I agree. Although it's just, you look at the fixtures coming up and, you know, Arsenal have got Palace and Brighton, then Southampton, you know, games which they could get clean sheets in. And, you know, they've got Chelsea away, and Chelsea aren't the most prolific at the moment, really.
In 33, they've got the double, haven't they? Potential double. Oh, no, sorry, it's confirmed.
It's confirmed,
double.
Yeah, Southampton and Chelsea away.
Yeah, Southampton Chelsea, yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, Liverpool have always got, you know, you don't really have to look at the fixtures too much for Liverpool, but they do play Manchester City the week after this.
Big games.
It's a big game. But, you know, this week it's Watford at home, and they usually put 5 or 6 past Watford at home, Liverpool. So,
And that's who my backup keeper is. So maybe get the money from Trent. Because what I can actually do is I can move Trent to Rudiger, because Chelsea have got some decent fixtures for the run-in. I can move Trent to Rudiger, and I can upgrade my keeper from Watford, whose name is
Foster.
Well, I can't remember his name. Yeah, of course, Ben Foster. I can upgrade him maybe and keep Ramsdale on the bench for a few weeks. But other big injuries, Diaz, 16.9% selected. James from Chelsea, 12%. Bowen, 10%. An FPL favourite of the season. Bowen is injured. Jimenez, 10%. Obviously, he's not injured, but he can't play.
Yeah, red card. Yes.
And then two strikers, Vardy, 8.5% selected. And he's only 3% selected because of his injury problems this season, but Patrick Bamford as well. So those are the injuries just to be aware of.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like I said, because Liverpool always score goals against Watford at Anfield. You know, they're going for the Premier League. I mean, I'd be surprised if Liverpool drop any points for the rest of the season. So I feel like you've got to attack this fixture just a little bit. And with Alexander-Arnold being injured, I suppose it is a great opportunity to move on to maybe another Liverpool asset. Whether you fancy a little bit, you say Diaz is injured, so maybe a little bit of Mane.
No, sorry, as in Diaz is in City's.
Oh, City's Diaz. Oh, okay. So maybe you could move on to Liverpool's Diaz, or you could move maybe on to Mane. You know, there is options. I have liked Diaz. He's looked really good. He's probably been one, him or Kulusevski, either one of those have been the best sign of January. Depending on your leniency.
He's 2.7% selected, Luis Diaz.
And he's scoring goals. And he's about the same price as Alexander-Arnold, I think.
He scored against Brighton. And I think that's it.
He scored in the Champions League as well.
Oh, yeah. And he scored against Norwich in the Premier League as well, sorry.
Yeah, he's got a few. I might take a punt on him, you know, because Watford's defence...
8.1 million.
Yeah, that's like the same as... That's even less than Alexander-Arnold now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 8.4 Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, I might do that transfer, you know. I've got money in the bank as well, so I've got some potential to stretch my legs a little bit. But yeah, he could be a choice. But I think we talked about this, didn't we? About who's going to play right back if Alexander-Arnold is out. Do you reckon it'll be Milner? Yeah.
I mean, obviously Tsimikas on the left if Robbo doesn't play. I mean, there's lots. I'm actually thinking I think it probably will be Milner. There's a potential for a player like Tsimikas, you know, over the next... I know you want to get in the Liverpool attacking options and the big players from Liverpool.
Yeah.
But he's like the fixture congestion over the next few weeks for them and for City, what with the European games and the league. And there's some big games. Like, it's going to be... a testing few weeks. There's got to be some rotation. There's got
to
be.
Yeah, there really has to be. You know, Liverpool have such a good front line. Their back line's kind of, you know, it's slowly coming back from injury as well. You know, Gomez is all of a sudden an option once more. Konate's been in and out the team all season. He could come in, like you say, Tsimikas as well. He's a choice. Even in goal, they might mix it up. You know, Keller has been their cup goalkeeper. He won the flipping Carabao Cup, being their cup goalkeeper. So, you know, he could get a chance at some point in the Premier League. You know, maybe Klopp thinks he deserves it. And, you know, he's probably going to do it more likely against a Watford or, you know, a Burnley or something like that. So, yeah, I think there'll be a little bit more rotation. What about in terms of Ramsdale? If you're going to get rid of Ramsdale this week, who would you bring in to replace him, especially because Foster's playing Liverpool?
I'm looking at Sanchez from Brighton. Okay. The reason being, they've got Norwich at home, then they've got Arsenal away in 32. They've got a double game week.
Oh, yeah, confirmed. That's...
Tottenham and Man City, which is tough, but I'm hoping that Ramsdale's back by then.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Arsenal away, Tottenham away, City away. You know, yeah. There's three difficult fixtures, and they've been on the slide as well, Brighton.
Then after that, they've got Southampton, Wolves, Man United, Leeds and West Ham to take them into the end of the season. Just have a look at Ben Crellin's spreadsheet. Of course, we always say it, but it's great. But yeah, I'm just looking. Their fixtures rotates quite nicely with Arsenal and Ramsdale. Yeah, obviously, I'll always start Ramsdale if he's fit to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to look at.
Yeah, okay. I like that shout. You're not interested in Jose Sarri? He's the man who I've got in between the sticks. He's got Villa at home this weekend. Bit of a Midlands derby there. And then Newcastle away. He has got a blank then, though. Interesting.
They have got a blank coming up. Yeah. But then again, you know, if you've got Ramsdale, if you can fit them both in, Sarr is 5.3 million, is the only thing. 12.3% selected Sarr.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He's one of the highest scoring goalkeepers, I think.
You know what? He is one of the highest scoring goalkeepers. In terms of total points, he's second, 131 points, which is only 7 points behind Alisson.
No way. Alisson being a lot more, though, obviously. About a million more, something like that. I might keep Sarr in for those next two game weeks and then bring in Ramsdale for the double if he's fit against Southampton and Chelsea. That could be the plan. Oh, it's such a big game week, isn't it, that week? Talk about that on the next podcast, probably. All right, let's talk about the double game week then. Two very disappointing sides this season, Burnley and Everton. Burnley play Manchester City at home and then Everton at home, and Everton play West Ham away and Burnley away. And you know what? If Everton lose to Burnley, I don't know how Everton come back from that. Got to be honest with you. And we're so bad.
What's
going to
happen, Rich?
In that match?
As an Everton fan. No, just in general now, between now and the end of the season.
I've said we're going down for months. Just so bad. We played... who did we play? Tottenham. And we got absolutely spanked 5-0 when they just lost to... I think they just lost to Burnley, actually. But... it's just depressing to watch. I mean, we've got a lot of injuries. You know, we've changed the manager in the season. That always throws things off. We're just poorly run. We're just poorly run everywhere. Our turnover was like 180 million or something like that. I was like, how? It's because we spent ridiculous money on crap footballers, basically.
Well, and a brand new stadium on Bramley Moor Docks in Liverpool. Is it Bramley Moor?
Bramley Moor, yeah. But I don't think that's included. I think that's just operating costs.
And it's currently just a lot of bricks.
Yeah.
I live in Liverpool.
It's a filled-in dock at the moment. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, starting our first game in our new stadium will be in League Two or something, presumably. Yeah, our best player is an academy player in Anthony Gordon. So,
well, yeah,
to spend all that money.
Who, if he gets the service, did you see the goal he put away?
Oh, for the under 21s, England under 21s.
Yeah.
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 He's a good footballer. He's a good footballer. He's got a lot of promise for him. What I think we'll do, this is maybe too optimistic, but what Villa did were you guys went down, but Grealish was coming through and showing signs of talent, and then he smashed it in the Championship and you came back up. And then you sold him for 100 million. That's what I'm hoping we do with Anthony Gordon. but you know, ideally
he
not go
kind
down.
He did single-handedly drag us back up. I mean, I know there's 11 men on the pitch and a bigger squad, but he really did lead from the front, Grealish, to get us out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Championship.
And now he's bench fodder. Is that mad?
Did you see the video, by the way, of him on England duty?
No.
Where the little lad went up to him in an England shirt.
No.
And Grealish went to shake his hand and the lad slapped his hand away. And he goes, oh, who do you support?
Oh.
He goes, I support Villa. He goes, oh, I bet you don't like me very much then, do you? His dad goes, no, we still like you, mate. We still like you.
Jesus Christ. I don't need to send me that.
He'll come back one day. I hate all this Grealish hate from Villa fans. He'll be back one day.
Like,
and it'll be great.
Like,
it'll be welcome back by me.
But you'll get him back like when we got Rooney back. And, you know, he'll be a little bit more heavy set. His best years we pass. He won't be drifting past anybody. He'll be falling over, not because he's been tripped, but because he's too slow. That'll be the issue for Grealish when he comes back for Aston Villa in 10 years' time. Because he's what, 23? 20, 22? Something like that?
He's a bit older than that.
Is he?
Oh, much
I don't
older
know.
Than that, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
Grealish is nowhere near my FPL thoughts at the moment. Burnley and Everton. Does this interest you in any
26.
Kind of way? 26,
so not much older. So he's loads older than that. 26, because I'm 34 this year. I'm going, oh, he's old. He's old at 26.
He's a young lad. Yeah, what are you thinking then of these two teams? Obviously, Burnley play Everton as well. So you've got to take that into consideration. You're not interested in it whatsoever?
No interest whatsoever. No interest whatsoever.
Not even in a bit of Veghorst?
No. The thing about Burnley is they are better at home, but Man City coming doesn't matter. You know, they're not going to beat Man City.
Yeah, but you know, Man City have been
Everton,
a bit wobbly.
As you say, are fighting for their lives. No, I think it's too much of a risk to get any Burnley assets in.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
They could be too... I know Everton are currently, I'm trying to say this nicely, currently not on great form.
No.
But I want to see them scrap for it, Rich. I want to see them fight.
Yeah,
and I think Lampard, he can do that. You know, he can give them that kind of... motivation. I hope he can anyway. I hope he can.
Yes,
I like Everton as a club. And for the city of Liverpool, I want two teams in the Premier League. Like, Jemson Alfie is a Liverpool fan.
Mm.
And Rich, as you can imagine, he's been quite enjoying watching the demise of Everton on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said to him, well, yeah, but if Everton go down, you haven't got a derby next year.
Mm.
It's a great day, the derby day.
Yeah, well,
I really want Everton to stay.
Yeah, we've got one more derby, and it could well be the last derby for a long time. I hope it's not, but it could well be. It's so funny speaking to Liverpool fans, specifically like the real, like vehemently diehard ones. They're like talking to you, and they say, "Oh, it's so sad what's happening to Everton," and they've got a big smile on their face, and I'm like, "Oh, is it really sad? Is it really sad? Your face isn't saying that." But yeah, no, nothing really interests me from this. Maybe you could take a risk on Richarlison. He always scores when he's on international break for Brazil, who are now qualified for the World Cup as well, so that'd be good to see Richarlison at the World Cup. But I think he's only got 4 Premier League goals this season or something like that, Richarlison. So he definitely needs to pull up his socks a little bit. So hopefully he does in this run into the end of the season. You always find these teams that do stay up at the end of the season that they always seem to have one player who just switches it on. And it kind of like drags them away from danger. So I'm hoping it's Everton and I'm hoping it's Richarlison. But he's a little bit too rich still for fantasy football, I think, Richarlison. Maybe take a punt on a Gordon. Pickford could get you maybe some save points, but he's not going to get you clean sheets.
Gordon's nice and cheap.
Or is he 4.4?
What have Everton been like on the road this year, Rich?
Dreadful.
Bad? Yeah,
we've always been.
Yeah, so
we've always been
away.
Bad. No, we're only taking interest in Everton if we're playing at home. So I wouldn't look.
Which they're not for this double game week.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got some horrible, horrible fixtures coming up. The only games really you could see us getting anything out of. We might get something out of Manchester United, but that is being incredibly optimistic. Yeah, and then Leicester maybe, and then maybe Brentford. And then I think we got Arsenal away last game of the season. So it's a real real sticky situation to be in. So it's not looking good for Everton. But yes, that is it. Before we move on, let's talk about, is there any other teams that, other than the obvious ones like Liverpool playing Watford and Chelsea playing Brentford, that jump out at you? Any other fixtures?
Fixture-wise, Arsenal, Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Arsenal are away. But I think that would be a tasty fixture, actually. It's always a good game. Brighton have got Norwich at home. Still worth targeting Norwich, I think. Leeds, Southampton could be tasty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Liverpool, that's going to be the big scoring game of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, almost definitely. Spurs playing Newcastle.
I'm thinking of captain Harry Kane.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Again.
Very interesting. Yeah, I think that could be a shout because he's in great form, isn't he?
And of course, we've got Villa Wolves as well. The Midlands derby. Wolves, aye wee.
Ooh. Is there like, because West Brom's like the big one for Villa, right?
Well, I mean, we hate Birmingham City the most.
Right.
Followed by the Baggies.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, Wolves, the Mology was actually the first ground I ever went to.
Was it?
I went to Steve Bull's testimonial game. Remember Steve Bull?
Yeah, he's got a stand named after him, hasn't he?
Yeah, because my my neighbour was a Wolves fan, so he took me when I was a kid. And I love them. And you know what? I love Wolves as a club in general. I love the Sir Jack story.
Mm.
You know, the guy who basically, you know, grew up stone's throw from the Molyneux.
Yeah.
Did well, bought the club, sold it for £1. £1 he sold it for.
Wow.
Because the new owners promised they'd spend £30 million. He was literally, when he died, he was paraded round the streets of Wolverhampton and thousands of people turned up for him.
No way.
So, personally, I quite like Wolves as a club.
Yeah.
And I worked over there for a bit. But you know what? There's a history of there being goals in this game. Mm. It was 3-2 when we played them earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game. That was mad.
Yeah, there are goals in this. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't get you defensive. That's why I worry about Saar. Because I can totally see Villa putting a few past him.
Yeah, I know Jimenez for Wolves either. And Neto's been linked with, was it Barcelona or PSG or something like that? So I don't know whether his mind's going to be in the right place. Don't even know if he's available. Cool. Is there anything else to say? Anything else you want to cover?
The only thing I want to say is now is a great time to look at upcoming fixtures. Like, just before you make your moves, there are some blanks coming up. So in 33, there's a blank for Villa, there's a blank for Leeds, and there's a blank for Wolves. There's some doubles coming up in 33. Can you believe that 32 is actually a normal week where every team plays and every team plays one other team?
Wow.
How about that? Have a look. Have a look at the fixtures.
Yeah,
now is a good time with how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks left.
Mm.
8 weeks left.
Time's running out.
Could be big moves.
Yeah, no, I anticipate big moves, and it's going to be this. I think I'm going to start maybe tripling up on City and Liverpool because they're just going to be going hell for leather for the Premier League title.
And Man City's fixtures, apart from that Liverpool game. Between now and the end of the season, they're playing Burnley, Brighton, Watford, Leeds, Newcastle, West Ham, Wolves, Villa.
Mm.
Like, Man City, wow, great fixtures. Liverpool, Watford, Man United, Everton, Newcastle, Tottenham, Villa, Southampton, Wolves. Again, some great fixtures in there.
Yeah, it's...
Triple. I've got no City players at the moment because of different moves and...
I need to get some in. You need to get them in. Bit of Cancelo. You could just do the safe thing and bring Cancelo in. Because you know he's going to be so highly owned in the top 200k, mate. We've had him all season, trust me. But yeah, cool. Hopefully Luke comes back for the next game week because we could really do with some advice.
By the way, with those who've been in the top 200,000 all season, yeah. I didn't pass me by, right?
Yeah, we have conferences every game week to talk about who we have in our teams. But anyway, yeah, hopefully Luke is back for the next game week. If you're listening, mate, best of luck with your rehearsals and little Acer. Remember, everyone, get us on Twitter at @FPLTripleCap for any more fantasy football advice. I think we gave out some advice there. That was good. And join the Discord as well because it is constantly ding, 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 dinging on my phone. All right, then. Ben, pleasure as always. Game week 31, everybody. Good luck.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.